Hendrick Honda easily. Believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda easily online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
When you don't have a big marketing budget, you have to wait until the opportunity is just right. Well, consider this your opportunity alarm going off. Vistaprint semi-annual sale has arrived with up to 50% off everything, including custom postcards, invitations, labels and stickers, and more. And with tons of business card options like square cards, now's the time to get huge savings on them too. Make the most of this opportunity. Go to Vistaprint.com by January 11th and enter the promo code SAVEBIG.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented poly-level process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
Looking for the perfect gift for someone on your list? Grab them a 2019 Twin Peaks calendar for just $15.99, featuring more than 80 Twin Peaks girls from around the country. The Timber Lodge Hideaway does not disappoint. Come check out what we've been up to this year. Available for purchase in-store and online at TwinPeaksRestaurant.com/shop. Get your Twin Peaks calendar and grab a 29-degree draft at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville.
Welcome to the Road Rage, live from the South Carolina International Auto Show, live at the Greenville Convention Center. Doesn't get better than this. Come on out and see us today. All these vehicles, incredible, all under one roof, all for your perusal. There's all sorts of other events for the kiddies. There's a bird of prey display, everything you can think of, food, drink. I mean, this is the place to be, honestly. It's a great day. You could spend hours here. Adults just get in for just $8. It's 10 to 9 today, 10 to 9 tomorrow, 10 to 5 on Sunday. So get on out. Thomas, I'm coming right to you on the Northland Communication phone lines. Still to come on the show today, we will have, we're going to have some college football talk about the immediate future, the looking ahead, and which teams could pose a threat in terms of a semi-permanent position as a playoff contender in a four-team field. We're also going to get to a lot of NFL talk today. I want to break down the NFL games in some depth, and I want to take a look back on the wild card weekend that was, which I still have not yet had a chance to do. Before I do any of that, and again, Thomas, I'm coming right to you. Let me tell you about Harry's. Look, Harry's ought to be part of your New Year's resolution, because with Harry's, you can save about $100 a year if you're a regular shaver. Take better care of yourself. Harry's products have won all sorts of awards, including a 2018 Esquire Grooming Award. They'll keep you looking and feeling great. And what I love most about the Harry's Shave is the flexible, soft hinge. It glides across the contours of your face. There are no cuts. There are no burns. There's none of that. That's a Harry's Shave. Look, Harry's wants you to start the new year off right. New customers, I don't know why anyone would not do this. I really don't. I mean, it just, it's nonsensical not to jump all over this. Harry's wants you to start the new year off right. New customers get a five-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. Okay, why wouldn't you do that immediately? Why wouldn't you stop what you're doing and to go do this right now? Use code WALT, capital letters, at harrys.com. Listen, the owners of this company, Harry's founders, were tired for paying up for razors that had all these stupid gimmicks that played music or had vibrating heads or flex balls or handles that look like spaceships. You know what all those things do in addition to adding significantly to the cost? They unbalance the razor. Harry's razors are made with an ergonomic nature in mind. Here's the deal. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. That means you get the razor, the weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, the travel cover for $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. Join the millions who've already made the switch. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALT, capital letters, at checkout to claim your offer. You will thank me later. All right. To the Northland Communication phone lines. Thomas, what's going on, Thomas?
Hey, how's it going, Walt? Thank you for getting me in. Good, I appreciate
Thomas.
It.
Appreciate
I'm a first-time
in.
Caller. Hey, I just thought, well, I was asking about the Kelly Bryant situation. I know that, you know, you were saying that Kelly Bryant made an excellent move. I was just trying to figure out, you know, between, like, even looking at Auburn versus Missouri, why is that a better school for him? And also, my second part question is, I was also thinking about, like, I'm looking at all the newscasts about Clemson, and Clemson's not getting any props. You know, overall, it's all about... You guys are forgetting that, you know, the offensive line has improved so much. I mean, if Deshaun Watson had that offensive line, we would be at
Fortune. Thomas, you're breaking in and out on me, Thomas. I'll let you go. I didn't catch. Oh. Well, I hear you now. I think I'm a large part of what you said in the second part it broke up. So I don't know. What was your offensive line point? You said you guys are not doing what?
Oh, no, I was saying that the ESPN casters aren't giving Clemson credit for what they did. They're giving everything the credit to Alabama. But I was saying our offensive line improved so much that if Deshaun Watson had that same offensive line, we would have got 4 championships by now.
Well, look, there's so many other factors in there, Thomas. I mean, I think the offensive line really excelled in pass protection on national championship night. But I also think that the Alabama defensive front that that Deshaun Watson went against was a better defensive front. So the Clemson offensive line then had a more significant challenge. This group had Quinnen Williams and Davis, and Bugs is a mediocre player. And this group didn't have a real legitimate outside pass rusher, especially without Miller. So, you know, you have to take all of those things into consideration when you start making those type of evaluations. Again, I think the Clemson offensive line, when Deshaun Watson played, faced a significantly better Alabama defense than the one this offensive line faced. So you have to consider that element. I mean, Deshaun Watson made a lot of plays that night against Alabama under duress. And by and large, Trevor Lawrence was under no duress in the national championship game.
Right. And my last thing was that why was Missouri a better fit for Kelly Bryant than, say, Auburn or even Miami?
Well, the answer, the answer is a multiple one. One has to do with the offensive line. One of the first things that they did is they evaluated the offensive line. Auburn had one of the worst offensive lines in America. It was just dreadful. An absolute disaster. Missouri actually had a very good offensive line. One of the better offensive lines in the SEC, and the majority of those guys were coming back, as was 2,000 yards rushing and 2,000 yards receiving. And You have a offensive coordinator in Derek Dooley that people have criticized, but there are a lot of NFL people who really think highly of what Dooley's been able to do in developing players. So it was all those things. Those were the evaluations that were made. It was scheme fit, but it started with a personnel evaluation, which is they evaluated the offensive line, they evaluated the returning talent, they evaluated the scheme, and they determined that that Missouri was by far the best solution. And I agree. I think it was.
All right. Thank you, Walt. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Thomas. Good job. John, I've been thinking about the future, going beyond Clemson, Alabama this year, and the teams that may pose the most significant challenges. The first question I would have is this. what is Notre Dame? Is Notre Dame a viable yearly contender, or are they more of a one-shot program? Now, we've seen Notre Dame play for a national title against Alabama previously. It didn't go well. Obviously, this deal against Clemson didn't go well either, but Alabama didn't play significantly better against Clemson than Notre Dame did. Is Notre Dame a team that you think will frequent this stage? Again, right now, we're going to limit this discussion to the scope of a four-team playoff because that's what we have.
Right.
Is Notre Dame a team that you believe can emerge as sort of an annual contender, much like a Clemson, Alabama have, or on a lower, a lesser level, maybe like an Oklahoma has?
I would say more on the lesser level, like Oklahoma, maybe even a little bit less than that. I think Ian Book has been a very good quarterback. I don't know their roster in terms of who's returning and things like that, but I feel like Notre Dame could be one of those teams that maybe every 2 to 3 years could put together a, because, you know, looking at the landscape and everything now, Notre Dame basically has to go undefeated unless they're able to add that 13th game that they're talking about doing into their schedule. You know, then maybe you could afford the one loss, but without playing in a conference championship and things of that nature, Notre Dame's going to have to run the table, and I just don't know how sustainable that is for them to do annually.
Well, look, I think that depends on how difficult their yearly schedule was. Like, their schedule on paper this year looked difficult, but the schedule was fraudulent because there were a lot of teams on it that had their some of their worst historical teams.
Right.
Like Stanford was no good and Southern Cal was no good. These times, Florida State was no good. You know, right, Virginia Tech. These type of teams, that schedule, in a normal year, that schedule with one loss would have got them in the playoffs.
Right.
In a normal year, if those other teams had done their job, but of course that assumes that Notre Dame would have been able to beat those teams in a normal year, which may be a big assumption. I think it is a big assumption, quite frankly. I tend to agree with you. I don't think that – I just don't see Notre Dame as an annual player. I think they're – in every few years, stars have to align correctly. I went and looked at their recruiting 2019-2018 class. It's pretty good. I mean, I think it's better than it's been. Maybe it's more realistic than it's been. I think there were a lot of years when Lemming was running the U.S. Army All-American game that Notre Dame had a lot of this 4- and 5-star talent. This is bogus. They were inflated guys. I mean, you know, I remember I remember one year They had all these guys in the U.S. Army All-American game. There were like 8 of them, right? And they had the team picture of the Notre Dame guys in the U.S. Army All-American game.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to God, I thought it was like a bowling team or something. I mean, I was like, man, you can't. You're not telling me those are 4- and 5-star guys.
Right.
I mean, those are guys I expect to see at the local alley bowling like, you know, 150. I mean, they were not the type of talent. They were completely fake, totally fraudulent. It was all sort of a promotional deal. And you know, now I think they actually are recruiting, you know, 4-star guys. And I think they're addressing the areas they need to address. But I just don't think Notre Dame is ever going to be what it once was in the world of college football, where Notre Dame was the preeminent program, the dominant program. I think kids have too many choices these days. And as such, I just can't see it. I mean, I don't even think Notre Dame is – I don't think Notre Dame is anywhere near the level of Oklahoma or Ohio State or any of those programs. I mean, to me, they're like a shot in the dark for this stage. And I'm not sure that you'll see him back here anytime soon. I mean, I'm not saying they can't be, but I'm saying that if they make it to a 4-team playoff, I think it's gonna be like once every 5 years.
I agree.
I can't see them joining this mix on a regular basis. So we're voting no on Notre Dame. Oklahoma.
Yes.
Yeah. I think Oklahoma is the team that people really need to be worried about.
Yes.
I think the Clemsons and Alabamas need to be worried about Oklahoma and the direction of that program under Lincoln Riley. And you know who else needs to be worried about it?
Texas.
Jeff Scott.
Ah.
And here's why. Clemson has rightfully claimed the mantle of wide receiver U.
Absolutely.
They are not just the guys they've put into the pros, but every year Clemson tops themselves with this extraordinary wide receiver talent. Do you know how many five-star wide receivers Oklahoma just signed in the 2019 class? Three.
Really?
And I think there were only three. And they got them all. I mean, they got Theo Weiss, they got Bridges, and under the wire, they got the Hazelwood kid.
Mm-hmm.
And these players are phenomenal talents. So if there's a team in the near future that's going to challenge Clemson's position as, you know, this mythical position of wide receiver U, it's going to be Oklahoma. It's going to be Oklahoma because of the offense they run, because all these guys hit the ball a ton.
Right.
And they're bringing in immense talent at wide receiver. Immense talent. This Hazelwood kid is going to be a big problem for everybody. Everybody. And that's the talent level that Oklahoma's bringing into position. And, you know, and I think I looked at their last two recruiting classes. I think they see the problems on defense, and I think they're trying to address them. But make no mistake about it, Oklahoma is built for an offensive era of football, and I think they're just going to keep getting better and better at what they do. You know, we saw the Baker Mayfield version of this offense. We saw the Kyler Murray version of this offense. Trust me, if Spencer Ratliff grows up with these receivers over the next few years, good luck defending this version of the offense. So I think Oklahoma's here to stay. I don't even think they're going anywhere next year. Look, at the preseason kickoff show, I said that Oklahoma wasn't going to lose anything, that Kyler Murray was going to be every bit as good as Baker Mayfield, and that when I had watched him in high school, I said his feet were way quicker than Johnny Manziel. People thought that was crazy. How about now? Now we're talking about the possibility of starting a true freshman, and obviously that brings in some other elements, but this Ratliff kid can play. I've watched him. I've studied him on film. He can play. He has the same Baker Mayfield attitude, and he's going to run that offense. He's going to run it with tremendous weaponry, too. So I don't see Oklahoma going anywhere. I think they're going to be a staple part of this equation. So if we're going to see Clemson and Alabama every year until this thing goes to 8, I think you're also going to see Oklahoma almost every year. I mean, I think they're going to be there, and I think they're going to have competition for that spot, and one of them is the team you just mentioned. We'll talk about them when we get back and about the future of this playoff. Walt Tipula, Road Rage. We're live from the South Carolina International Auto Show at the Greenville Convention Center. Come and see us. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Great road trips start at State Credit Union, where you'll enjoy having no car payments for up to 90 days. And with rates as low as 2.24% APR on new cars, this is a great time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA. Losing a loved one or family member to the negligence and carelessness of another person can be the most difficult time in a person's life. The grief, pain, and expenses alone are overwhelming during this troubling time. You need a fighter on your side. The Dunaway Law Firm in Anderson understands these cases and will tirelessly fight the insurance companies to get you and your family the peace of mind and compensation you deserve. Call 224-1144 for your free consultation. We hit back.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
At Spanx, we know it's hard to get going on cold winter mornings. You've got to brush your shoes, tie your teeth, get the dog to school, and kids to the vet. You know what we mean. And we'll help you get going a little easier this winter. Swing by your neighborhood Spanx for a cup of our specialty coffee blends and a real southern fried chicken biscuit or sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. They're bigger, fluffier, and made fresh all day. We call those hand warmers you can eat.
Spanx, making life easier.
Breakfast available at select locations.
Upgrading your bathroom? The Home Depot can help you upgrade that upgrade with great brands and great savings at the Winter Kitchen and Bath event. Right now, add the finishing touch with an exclusive Delta Zella faucet for just $59. It's a two-handled high-arc center set faucet to give you plenty of clearance. So upgrade your bathroom and let the savings flow. The Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with UnitedHealthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available on our network.
No one's better than Walt's Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Can we just bring it down a notch?
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep. From the mountains of fame to the river so deep. I must be looking for something.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar from the Upstate South Carolina International Auto Show. It's actually just the South Carolina International Auto Show. I don't know why I insist on putting the word upstate in, but I do. It's the same reason I don't want to change the San Diego Chargers name. But come on out and see us at the South Carolina International Auto Show at the Greenville Convention Center. As I said, bring the family. It's an incredible place. How many little kids just sprinted by us on the track?
Quite a few.
It's a little track that runs around the outside of it. A bunch of little kids just sprinted by. Barely saw them. You know, I should have been timing them. Put the stopwatch on them. They may have some potential.
It's almost combine time. So
that's right. You can get in 654-7627, 654-7627 if you want to join the conversation. All right, John, you have some breaking news, right?
Yes. The Denver Broncos, basically John Elway and Gary Kubiak have decided to go in a different direction. They will not be hiring Gary Kubiak as the offensive coordinator due to a difference in offensive staff and scheme. Adam Schefter reporting that about 10
Well, look, I heard Fangio. He was asked this question, and it was clear to me that he was less than receptive about that, which is why I found those reports yesterday of Kubiak's imminent hiring to be strange, because he was asked that question flat out, and he gave an answer like that was sort of standoffish. By the way, I know you love that hire. I heard Trevor Price on national radio late last night.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think it was with Bill Ryder. I think this was my guy, Bill Ryder.
Your buddy.
Yeah. And he said, he played for a team in which Fangio was on the staff, and I have never heard a guy say worse things.
Really?
He said, look, honestly, he was just a lackey. That's the word he used. He said he was a lackey. He said he was just a laughing stock. No one took him seriously. You know, we would just say, you know, get out of the way, Vic. You know, that kind of thing.
Really?
Like a total disrespect. Now, he said, obviously, he went on to become a successful defensive coordinator, he said. So he said he must have grown up at some point past that. But he made it clear, man, I don't get it at all. I mean, he's basically like saying, man, dude is stupid. And he said, and quite honestly, John, you know, when I listened to him yesterday, you heard me say, I wasn't impressed with him at all in what I heard. And so I don't know what magic words he had for John Elway. Elway kept saying the same thing over and over again. What was it? It was a death by inches. Elway kept saying that over and over again. Like that was the thing that swayed him, this death by inches comment, which was never even clearly explained.
I was just about to ask you, what does that mean?
but Fangio quoted himself during the presser and mentioned it as well. You know, and so I think Elway has missed again. I think Elway has failed again. I think he's failed in every way. All of a sudden, you know, a few years ago, Elway was sort of sitting on top of the world with that Super Bowl and how that thing came together. But since then, it's all been bad.
Right.
And he has not figured out the quarterback situation for a guy who was one of the greatest quarterbacks ever lived. He can't figure out the quarterback position. He failed to draft the guy he should have drafted. And now I think he's made two really suspect hires. You know, and I mean, I can't blame Joseph for anything that happened there the last 2 years. How is he going to win exactly? He's in a division with Kansas City and San Diego. San Diego still has Phillip Rivers, and they've drafted brilliantly and put together this dominant defense. And Kansas City has Patrick Mahomes, and the same is true for them. Who's your quarterback? You know, Case Keenum now, a bunch of junk. How is Joseph going to beat those teams? Not to mention the fact all of your wide receivers were missing. You lost your number one receiver to injury. You got rid of your number two receiver in Demaryius Thomas. Your tight end got hurt and he didn't plop. So exactly.
You're relying on a second round pick in Cortland Sutton to basically be your whole offense.
Exactly what was Joseph going to do to compete against Kansas City and San Diego?
And to give Joseph credit, he got Philip Lindsay.
Yeah.
You know, he created him out of that offense. So, I'll, you know, give him credit there, because without that, that offense would have been completely anemic.
Vic asks, is anybody in the Pac-12 headed to the elite level? Oregon, maybe. Yeah, we're going to talk about Oregon. They're somewhere here. See, right there, Johnny.
Is that Oregon?
It's right there. See that right there?
Oregon. No, that's Oregon, not Oregon.
That's right, yeah. Don't bring that guy out. And so who do we leave off on? We left off on...
Oklahoma was the last team we did.
Okay. And obviously, I think Oklahoma is going to be a regular player in this equation. Let's stick to a couple other regular players for the moment.
Okay.
And those would be Georgia and Ohio State. Thoughts on those two teams?
I think both of those teams are going to be right in the mix every year, the way Georgia is recruiting, especially on the offensive line, and the way that offensive line fits, how they want to be a power run team. Kirby Smart's very good with defense. You know, I see Georgia the way they've been recruiting and the way they continue to recruit. I think Georgia will be in the mix every year to definitely win that division and play probably Alabama in Atlanta every year. And, you know, if you can get over the hump against Alabama, I definitely see Georgia there. And Ohio State, I think Ryan Day was a great hire. You stay in-house. He has you're talking about his offensive acumen and the respect he has across the country. You bring in Justin Fields for a couple years. You know, they have loads of talent at running back and receiver. I don't see anyone else in the Big Ten remotely close to Ohio State. And I think for that reason, Ohio State is going to be in the mix right there at the table to win the Big Ten every year. And, you know, you win your conference and you have maybe one loss or you're undefeated, you got a shot to get in. So I think both of those teams are going to be right in the thick of things with Oklahoma, Alabama, and Clemson the next 3, 4, 5 years.
Well, you know, Georgia in 2018 had the nation's top recruiting class, according to Rivals, and I think they had like 8 5-star players in that class.
Something I've seen.
In the
like
2019
that.
Class, they finished second. There you go. I mean, that's the end of the story. I don't need to really say more than that. There, when you're recruiting at that level, you are absolutely guaranteed to be a part of the mix. And if you think so, if you don't think so, then you're not paying attention. I mean, I think Georgia moving forward is going to be an enormous factor. You know, they pulled the Clay Webb kid, the 5-star offensive lineman out of Alabama, in this last class. No one the last 2 years has recruited the offensive line like Georgia. No one. And that is why Georgia is absolutely going to be a big time factor moving forward, and why they may even be, ultimately, when all the dust settles, they may be the most dominant program over the next 10 years, because Smart really believes in a physical element of the game. And if he is able to recruit offensive linemen, that school is able to recruit offensive linemen like it looks like they're going to, they're going to have an inherent advantage there over everybody. And that is one element that, in my mind, Georgia lagged far behind under Mark Richt. Every single stinking year, I had to listen to these idiots tell me how Georgia had the best offensive line in the country. Phil Steele, every single year, Georgia, best offensive line in the country. And by midseason, people who cover Georgia would be writing articles about how Georgia had one of the worst offensive lines in the country. That happened every single stinking year. And so there was no connecting of the dots. You know, Georgia had these paper offensive lines that never played that way. Now they are playing that way. This is the elevation in the Georgia program under Kirby Smart, as opposed to Mark Richt. They are much more physical up front on the offensive line. And when you just look at the guys they're landing, it's easy to see how they're going to be there. They're going to be there. They're going to be a physically dominant team. If you don't think so, you're not paying attention. Georgia's going to be in this mix every year, and they will figure out the Alabama dilemma. Trust me. Look. It's not like you're going to beat Alabama every year. If Saban is there for another 5 years, you're not going to beat. It's not like Georgia's going to go on a 5-0 run against Alabama. You know, what you want to do is sort of split with them. You want to play them on even ground, as Clemson has the last 4 years, or taking advantage of it now, the last three. But, I mean, I think that Georgia, for that reason, is certainly going to be a team that factors into this equation. And I think most years is going to be in there, especially, you know, even in this four-team field that we have. And, of course, we'll probably have these same ridiculous arguments about multiple SEC teams again. But I think Georgia is clearly going to be an annual player for one of these spots. I think Ohio State is the other team that's in this mix for some of the same reasons. I think Ohio State is about to become an even bigger offensive machine than they've been under Ryan Day's, and I think Justin Fields is going to be remarkable there. But look, Ohio State has speed, athleticism, talent everywhere. No one recruits better than they do. Ohio State was second in 2018 nationally to Georgia's 8 5-star guys. And then I think the question is, you know, right now, is their quarterback depth? And I can't answer that because I have not seen their next in line play. They had a 4-star kid in that 2018 class I have not seen play. So I don't know about him, but I believe that Ryan Day is sort of going to be the Big 12 version of Lincoln Riley from a offensive mind standpoint, and therefore I think that their separation in that league is just going to grow. Which brings us to another team in that league, Michigan. Michigan, obviously elevated for a good part of the year, had some things go wrong at the end of the season. Thoughts, John, on Michigan? And they've recruited well.
They have. They've recruited very well. I think, you know, Brown, the defensive coordinator, is, you know, one of the, you know, better defensive coordinators in college football. The thing with Michigan is, you know, a lot of Michigan fans are very frustrated because, you know, they got blown up by Ohio State, and they continue to do so, and I understand that frustration. But you have to remember how bad things were under Rich Rodriguez and how bad things were under Brady Hoke. And the fact that Harbaugh has Michigan winning 10 games a year doesn't need to be forgotten. But with that being said, I think until they can get over the hump with Ohio State and they can show up in that game, I see Michigan, you know, winning 9-10 games every year, but not able to get over that hump and make it into the playoff until they're able to do so.
Well, you know, I think Harbaugh initially probably thrilled to see Urban Meyer go, but I'm not sure that the beatdown stopped. I think they continue. Listen, right now, I mean, I think Michigan's on a level with Notre Dame. I think they're on that level. You know, they're somewhere in there, and I don't think they're going to be an annual player. I do think Harbaugh can recruit. I'll tell you one concern I have right now. I am starting to wonder what those players think about Jim Harbaugh. He had this battle with this kicker, Quinn Nordin. He had this sleepover at this kid's house to recruit him. And because he's a five-star kicker, and they had numerous exchanges, on-field verbal exchanges, and Harbaugh said, "Well, we didn't have any argument. You know, I just told him that he had to make kicks, and he said that he knows he did." No, actually, the kid called you a word I can't say on radio. So, your view of that situation is quite different than the kid's. The kid apparently despises Harbaugh, and I think the question is, was he alone? I'm starting to wonder whether this massive bowl issue that Michigan faced with kid after kid after kid after kid jumping had more to do with the momentum of those kids jumping, with the call of the National Football League, or whether a large part of it didn't have to do with the culture of Harbaugh at Michigan and whether these kids actually like playing for him or not. And I'm starting to wonder, because they were such an outlier. I mean, you know, lots of teams had a guy, maybe two guys. I mean, you know, they had way more than everybody else. And maybe it's that they had that level of talent. Maybe that's all it is. Maybe it's reading too much in it to suggest that there are some issues there between players and coach. But if the culture at Michigan was Clemson-like, do you think you would have lost that number of players?
I don't think
so. See, I don't think so either. And I'm concerned about this deal he's had with this kicker, Quinn Nordin, as sort of evidence of what I'm suggesting. I wonder if there aren't some things there going on that we're not privy to that suggest that Michigan has some internal strife.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I mean, if you look at Jim Harbaugh's track record, he doesn't exactly stay at a place for a very long time. You know, I know his message wore thin in San Francisco, and from what I can remember, his time at Stanford, everyone there, you know, I don't remember hearing that much player backlash about him, but there certainly was from management and from the players in San Francisco. And I feel like Harbaugh's the type of guy where you either love him or you hate him. I don't think there's a strong middle ground for players under Jim Harbaugh in terms of their feelings towards him.
Well, you know, look, pro players have the luxury and the finances to be able to say whatever they want.
Correct.
You know? And so, and they're not going to be bullied or pushed around. Nick Saban, when he went to Miami, was a disaster because he couldn't bully NFL players.
Right.
You know, the little Napoleonic thing didn't fly. Well, I mean, I think some of what Jim Harbaugh did at San Francisco grew real thin and tiresome on NFL players quickly. And I don't think they want him around long term. But college players, a place like Stanford, they're not going to be vocal. You know, they're largely intimidated by, I mean, look, trust me, half the players at Alabama have to despise Nick Saban, but they're never going to say that.
Right.
You know, they're not going to come out and say that, especially while they're under his watch. You know, it's not the way it works. And I think Harbaugh has that same sort of intimidation thing going. I just wonder how it's flying at Michigan. I'm thinking that maybe not so well. And if that's the case, then, cliche alert, Michigan is just a house of cards waiting to implode. And I wonder if that isn't the case. You want to get in 654-7627. So right now I'm not buying Michigan. I'm concerned about the direction of that program. I'm concerned about whether Harbaugh is going to be there long term. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge. Lakeside Lodge, new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. Pricing starts in the mid-200s. Financing's available. Highway 123 right across the lake from Clemson. There's only one lake, people. It's just the most incredible parcel of land. It's heaven sent. You're running out of chances. They're on the back end of these opportunities. There were 118 to begin with. I can't imagine there are more than 40 now. I don't know the exact number, but I do know this. You have to act. The resort will include a restaurant, a lobby bar with food service, pool and hot tub, walking pass, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities. There's even going to be a small-scale football field for families to enjoy, expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. That's Lakeside Lodge. Condo owners will have the option of renting out their residence while they are using it, or in the case of most of the 2 and 3 bedroom units, you can rent out part and you can live in part. It just doesn't get better. Go see Taj Boy before they're gone. Taj is in the new sales office, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. He's the guy. Walter Petula Road Rage, live from the South Carolina International Auto Show. Quick break. We'll be back.
Clemson Nation celebrates.
This ball game is over.
Your Clemson Tigers are the 2019 national champions.
They come to California and strike gold.
All season long.
Etienne cuts it to the 15. He's at the 10. At the 5. Stays on his feet. Hit it for the end zone and in.
Every great play.
Under pressure. They got him at second. At the 9-yard line.
Every victory in this historic season.
Oh, what a play for the Clemson defense.
Right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson once again paints the
The Clemson Tigers, first ever 15-0 team in modern history. National champions.
Clemson downs Alabama 44-16 to win their second national championship in 3 years.
Congratulations from the Clemson Tigers Network.
Congratulations to Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers for winning the third national championship. You caught it all right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate are introducing a new Wonder Pill. Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. To celebrate, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior virility on demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
This, what we do here, this is calculated, okay? We weigh the odds, we make a choice.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
You know, this old world is full of singers, but just a few are chosen. Tear your heart out when they sing. Imagine life without it. All your radio heroes, like the outlaw that walks through Jesse's dream. No, there are not.
The Possum. Welcome to the Road Rage, live from the South Carolina International Auto Show at the Greenville Convention Center. It's the place to be. Come on out and check out all the incredible vehicles all under one roof. You'll be hearing more about what's going on here in just a little bit. 505. Fox College Sports says, let's hear it. Do you agree with Kyler Murray's decision? Did Kyler Murray make a decision today that I'm aware of? So here's the first thing. I'm not sure what decision you're talking about. I mean, has Kyler Murray announced that he's only going to play football?
He has not. As far as I've seen, he has not.
Okay, because this has framed Fox College Football as, do you agree with Kyler Murray's decision, yes or no? You know, the one thing I did wonder about the Austin Kendall portal thing was that possibly suggestive of Murray returning to school?
Does he have an eligibility left to come back?
Yes, ooh, he does.
Now, that would be interesting.
Now, I had that thought, but I hadn't voiced it previously on the show, but this thing makes me wonder a little bit. I mean, I'm not sure why they're asking that question. First of all, aside from that, it's none of our business, really.
Yeah.
You know, it's, again, I want to see him play football, but as I've indicated, for selfish reasons. Yeah. But, you know, that's totally his call. I mean, if he wants to go be a great baseball player and live in obscurity, it's up to him.
Hey, I think he's making the right decision thus far to entertain professional football, if that's what they're asking.
Yeah.
But in terms of, has he made a finite decision, I am not aware if one has been made.
Now, let's go to the Northland Communication phone lines and get some of these callers. Badger Mike. Mike, how are you?
I'm good, well. How you doing?
Good, Mike. Appreciate you getting in, as always.
Oh, thanks for having me. Hey, first I wanted to say a big hearty congratulations to Clemson Nation and their fans. I was really happy with that win. So good to see them taking down Evil Empire. That was pretty nice.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny. The rest of the nation is unified in one thing. Everybody hates Alabama.
Yeah, well, you got kind of that success, hate envy kind of thing going on, like, yeah, with the Patriots. But.
Yeah, and you know, and right, and that's a big part of it too. I mean, the truth is, people, this is the way we are as a people. We don't like people to be too successful when it doesn't involve us.
No, it's true. And hey, if things keep going the way they look like they're going to go, it's going to be Clemson. Everybody's going to be hating outside.
That's true.
You know, this area. Anyway.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
That's a good problem to have.
The new Alabama. Yeah.
Yep. Hey, I got a question about my Badgers. I've gotten to the point where I don't get my hopes up anymore. But I've been hearing a lot of good things about recruiting for this coming year and next year. And I was wondering if you could tell me, can I get my hopes up with this Graham Mertz kid or not?
You know, Mike. Honestly, I've not watched his film. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go home tonight and I'll watch it and I will report back on it. How about that?
Hey, I couldn't ask for more.
I may actually try and watch it during a break if I can do it today and report back to you in a little bit.
Well, that'd be great. I mean, the only thing I heard, I mean, I know he's a highly recruited kid. I know Clemson was after him. Alabama was after him. I think Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, a lot of schools wanted him. And he showed out really well at the All-American game, the Army All-American Bowl. So, but I've seen this before. I've seen guys come there as quarterbacks, highly touted, and just do absolutely nothing. So I don't want to get left at the altar.
You know, there's some truth to that. You're a little bit like the SEC version of LSU.
In what way?
Or I should frame it, the Big Ten version of LSU, in that you both have pretty dominant teams, but you both always fall short at the quarterback position.
Well, yeah. When's the last time LSU had a good quarterback?
Jamarcus it's Russell. Been a while. Yeah. I guess, if you want to say he was good.
Last time the Badgers had one was Russell Wilson, and he was,
a transfer as well. But, yeah, I think there are some similarities. Of course, those two teams went head-to-head a couple times, too, and had some pretty good games.
True. Well, it would be nice to see some kid go to that school and do well at that quarterback position, especially if they continue to have a great offensive line, an above-average running back, and all that stuff to make it go.
Right. Again, that's the ingredient you've been lacking. I mean, Wisconsin's been good enough from a football standpoint in recent years to compete with anybody. The defense has been good. They've been well coached. They've had athletes. You see it now in T.J. Watts at Pittsburgh, who was just fabulous. I mean, that core of linebackers a couple of years ago was just incredible. And obviously the offensive line on a yearly basis, the best in college football. The running backs have been sensational. The ingredient that you've lacked, ingredient or two, is you have lacked an elite quarterback, and you have lacked elite playmakers on the outside. I think part of that is the nature of lacking an elite quarterback. It's that you don't spend a ton of time recruiting elite receivers if all you're going to do is pound the ball. But you've got to get better in that regard.
I know they're trying. They are trying to. I think that's the thing that Chris really has targeted. I mean, that's my feel on it. What I've seen is that they're expecting, when I say they, I'm talking about fan sites that track Wisconsin's recruiting. This coming class is going to be, they're saying it's the best ever, the best they've ever had as top to bottom talent-wise. So we'll see what happens.
Well. Yeah, I mean, if it is, then that may be the missing class that Wisconsin's been looking for to push themselves to the top. Because Wisconsin's been a team in recent years that has been close, and they've always been competitive. I mean, they were always good in the Alvarez years, winning Rose Bowls, and they've always been a team that was just below those top-notch teams. And again, the biggest reason for that has been the lack of an elite quarterback.
Well, I will temper my hopes and dreams. I'm gonna stay a pessimist. If I'm wrong, and I'll just be pleasantly surprised. We'll go with that.
There you go. That's the way to handle it. I'll try and take a look at him during a break.
All right, thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. Let's go back to Northland Communication phone lines and get Cowboy Jim. Cowboy Jim, what's going on?
Hey, Walt. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for getting in, Jim.
I was wanting to talk about the NFL playoffs for a second.
Yeah.
I like New Orleans to cover 8 points over Philadelphia, but I like two underdogs. I like Dallas, my Dallas Cowboys. I think they're playing really well, and I think the matchup with Los Angeles is a good one because Los Angeles struggles to stop the run. As long as my thought is, as long as Dallas doesn't fall behind early and have to play catch up, that Dallas is going to pull off the upset over Los Angeles, because I can tell you, I think there are going to be a lot more Dallas Cowboys fans at that game than there are going to be Rams fans. So I like Dallas in that one, and I also like San Diego to upset New England. I know you like Tom Brady, and I have a great deal of respect for him, but I think he's fallen off a little bit, and I think that his weapons that he's got around him, especially Gronk, have fallen off. And without Josh Gordon, I think San Diego's poised to pull off the upset. So I'm interested in which game you like the most to cover the spread, and which game you like the most as a potential upset. And I'll take your answer off the air.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. Look, I'm going to get into that heavily in a little bit, so stay tuned. We'll cover all the NFL playoff games in depth, and I'll give you my feel and breakdown on them. My initial thought is I do think that those two road teams, Dallas and San Diego, have a real chance. I think San Diego, because I think San Diego is the most talented team top to bottom in the AFC, and I've thought so all year. I said it before the year. The AFC, my AFC championship game before the year was New England San Diego. So we're going to get New England San Diego, but we're getting in a semi. And I still think the winner is going to the Super Bowl. I think the winner of this game is going to the Super Bowl, regardless of who wins Indy, Kansas City. I think the winner of the Patriots, San Diego, is going to beat the winner of Indy and Kansas City. And I don't care where the game is played. I think it's easy. Look, I get it. I really get it with San Diego. I like every element. I don't see any real weakness. They have wide receiver talent. They have size at receiver. Keenan Allen's tremendous. Mike Williams is emerging. That defensive front is incredible. They have two of the best pass rushers in football. I think Bosa is when healthy, I think Bosa is going to be the most dominant defensive end we've seen in 25 years. And Ingram is sensational. The secondary is sensational. Derwin James has made a huge impact. You saw how innovative they are with Bradley, and that they went to a four defensive lineman 7 DB look against Jackson to deal with his athleticism and speed. We'll continue this conversation. We're going to get into it heavily on the other side, so stay tuned for that, Jim, because we're going to cover all that. Alan and KC Chiefs chat, I'm going to get to you guys as well in just a few minutes. But what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with one of the wheels of the event. We are live at the South Carolina International Auto Show. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.